Good morning. High pressure, which brought us sunny but chilly weather over the last couple of days, continues to slide off into the Canadian Maritimes. This is opening the door for some cloud cover to spill in from the west, which is keeping our temperatures higher this morning. And I think you'll notice the difference, with readings starting in the 30s and lower to mid 40s as opposed to the teens and 20s. That same southerly wind behind high pressure will increase during the day today, driving in even milder air. We will have cloudy periods, but the sun will break through from time to time, and temperatures will surge through the 50s and up toward the 60-degree mark in most places. It may stay in the upper 40s and lower 50s across the highest terrain, but still well above where we saw temperatures over the last couple of days. This is all out ahead of a cool front and low pressure wave, which is currently moving through the Midwest and Great Lakes. Rain will be on the move as well and head in our direction. It'll be dry through the evening hours, but as clouds thicken, the rain will eventually develop here toward tomorrow morning. Because of the thicker clouds and increasing breeze out ahead of the front, temperatures will remain mild overnight tonight and in most cases stay in the upper 40s and lower to middle 50s. So with the front nearby, we'll start out with rain tomorrow morning. Then as it presses through New England and off the eastern seaboard, we'll gradually see a return to sunshine from west to east. The wind will flip around from the southwest to the northwest behind the front, and temperatures, while topping out in the middle 50s early in the day, will start to slide back through the 50s and into the 40s by tomorrow evening. The temperatures will continue to drop overnight, and on Friday, with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll see highs back into the 40s. We'll also have that gusty wind out of the northwest on Friday afternoon, producing a few lake effect rain and snow showers, especially across the western Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley. This will take us into the weekend, which looks dry on Saturday with high pressure in control. Some clouds will start to move in advance of the next disturbance, with highs on Saturday in the middle 40s. On Sunday, we'll reach the upper 40s, and as that next disturbance moves through, we have a chance of a few rain or snow showers. On Monday and Tuesday, generally dry, with highs near seasonal averages in the upper 40s to around 50. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold air is flowing in behind that same front into the southern plains. As a result, frost advisories and freeze watches and warnings have been issued for much of Oklahoma and west central Texas, where many locations will experience freezing temperatures for the first time this season. Meanwhile, in the western Pacific Ocean, Super Typhoon Haiyan continues to increase in strength as it makes its way toward the Philippines. The last report from the Joint Typhoon Warning Center overnight shows sustained winds of 155 miles per hour and gusts up to 190 miles per hour. Gusts could reach 200 miles per hour as the typhoon approaches the islands tomorrow night. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shonai, Japan at 2:43 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Amsterdam in the Netherlands at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 65 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 31 degrees with a southwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 38. 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.38 inches, and currently it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 2 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 52 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 39, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month 1300s and 38.74 inches for the year. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 115 now for the month, which is 8 above normal, and 662 for the season, which is 90 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 34, the record high 72 set in 1948, and the record low 15 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 4:41 p.m., 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds, windy tonight with showers developing by morning and lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder today with highs near 60. Increasing clouds tonight with showers developing by morning, breezy with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds, windy tonight with showers developing by morning, mid-40s to lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Increasing clouds and wind tonight with showers developing by morning with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder today, mid to upper 50s. Increasing clouds and wind tonight with showers developing by morning and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain, then increasing afternoon sun, windy and turning colder later in the day with morning highs in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Friday, scattered rain or snow showers in the 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the mid-40s. Upper 40s with scattered rain or snow showers Sunday, and partly sunny Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.